6.
Hey, welcome to our broadcast today. Just wanted to let you know for today, for April the 30th. Can you believe it? It's already the 30th day of April, 2024 news edition for this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. Probably finish up, and it will be early afternoon. Let's get with today's broadcast here and get that hooked in here for you, dialed up here for you. This first one comes from Band.Video. We'll be talking about the Zionist Jews, the Zionist death grip that it has on the United States government. You know, that's really focused or from centered from Israel. Let's see what Mr. Reese has to say from Band.Video.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
When Netanyahu demanded that the protests against Israel be stopped, the U.S. government complied, because our members of Congress have all been bought and paid for with tax dollars given to the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, known as AIPAC. AIPAC openly brags about this on their official website because they don't have to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires agents of foreign principals to register and provide transparency. Beginning in 1962, they were known as the American Zionist Council.
Was ordering them to register as a foreign agent. Along with members of the U.S. government, the Zionists fought against this in October of 19...
Go back to the beginning. We had some sound issues there. But let's get this going here.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
When Netanyahu demanded that the protests against Israel be stopped, the U.S. government complied, because our members of Congress have all been bought and paid for with tax dollars given to the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, known as AIPAC. AIPAC openly brags about this on their official website because they don't have to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires agents of foreign principals to register and provide transparency. Beginning in 1962, they were known as the American Zionist Council, and President John F. Kennedy was ordering them to register as a foreign agent. Along with members of the U.S. government, the Zionists fought against this. In October of 1963, forms were prepared for them to register. But the next month, JFK was assassinated, and Israel has never been asked to register since. 4 years later, Israel attacked the USS Liberty, murdering dozens of Americans and injuring over 100. The U.S. government helped them cover it up as an accident. On the day of 9/11, five Israelis who were seen photographing the collapse of the Twin Towers and celebrating were arrested and detained for several weeks. In documents later released by FOIA requests, the FBI redacted their faces in pictures where they were posing in front of the burning towers and described them as being happy and jovial. One of them stated, "Israel now has hope that the world will understand us." The end of the declassified document asks if they had foreknowledge of the event and were there to film it, and the answer was redacted. As soon as they were released, they returned to Israel and went on television, where they confirmed that the answer was yes.
The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
The dancing Israelis had fake student IDs, and several accounts of suspicious Israeli art students were reported to be infiltrating government buildings. Over 100 of these Israeli art students were arrested. Fox News reported that these art students served in military intelligence and explosive ordnance units.
The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units.
In March of 2000, Several of these Mossad art students were living in the World Trade Center as part of the Worldview's Artist-in-Residence program. They occupied floors 90 and 91, where walls were unfinished and structural beams were exposed. A member of this group of artists, Hanan Sarfati, was arrested by the DEA as part of the Israeli spy ring. But the identities of an additional 14 Israelis who were with him have never been released to the public. These Israeli artists were sharing the space with a group of Austrian artists known as Gelatin, who were working on a project called The Bee Thing that involved removing windows on the 91st floor of the North Tower. A small balcony was constructed for people to stand on while photographs were taken by a helicopter. Another group called E-Team managed the helicopter with the designation number N666LH. This helicopter was to be in an art exhibit memorializing this project, scheduled for September 11th, 2001. In March of 2001, E-Team had an art project called 127 Windows. Officially, they were going to write their name on the exterior of the tower. They had an artist's rendering of what the project was supposed to look like, but it never appears to have happened. And on 9/11, American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the exact spot where they were supposedly preparing to do this. In 2001, Gelatin published a book on the project and described it as conspiratorial work. It includes a drawing of someone falling headfirst from the 91st floor with the words, 300 meters of pure pleasure. Gelatin was originally spelled the same as the explosive, but was officially changed in 2005. And the 9/11 Commission report does not mention Gelatin, E-Team, or any of the Israeli Mossad art students. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go, folks. We're going to get to Dabu 7 had a show last night that was really, really good. So we're going to air that now on our network. Underground World News Live, kicking to you hot and fresh, right here with Dabu and all the friends that come along with it. All right, let's get this loaded up here and we'll DeBear and we'll get it going here. I don't know what's going on here. Let's back out of there. Let's see if I can get this thing to play. I'm going to go and reload it. I don't know what's going on here, but it's just like stuck. We usually don't have that problem. Not usually. Alright, let me... There it is. And we shall get this loaded. Okay, let me do that one. Let's see what's going on with this. Trouble with the connection, maybe. All right, we're having trouble here with the show. See if we can go to D Live. So this show is not coming up. Let's see. Yeah, I think we got something here. See if we can get past this. Let's see. Okay. Working on it, folks. Coming up. Alright, looks like we're not going to be able to get this today.
I mean, you can see they had this place surrounded big time. These types of warrants and stuff served all the time. But that... It's not every day you see that many officers shot. In the duty. In the police that was talked out of North Carolina, out of Charlotte, saying that it's 32 years.
Right. Being, we're having trouble, so we'll be coming back to
if
that.
If there is never seen anything like this, he's never seen incident where so many were shot.
We'll come back to this. So we've been having issues,
especially in. So
we'll be right. We'll be.
One situation. So many fatalities. So. I guess this is what.
Out there when you're in this line of work, and the stuff just gets crazier and crazier out there every day. Luckily, there wasn't any kids or anything caught up in this crossfire, says the woman and a 17-year-old male found in the house after the three-hour standoff. That also included what we did not see in the video clip, an armored vehicle into the house. They tore off the doorways and windows in this whole thing. So people that witnessed this, pretty shocked, shell-shocked. A big-time shootout took place out of nowhere, right there in our neighborhood. I guess the folks here in Charlotte, North Carolina, in this suburb, not used to seeing this.
We're going to go back to the beginning.
Crossfire. This is the woman and a 17-year-old man of being...
Get back to it. We had some trouble. I think we fixed it.
Now, anytime... Now, they go on to say that two...
One moment.
An ultimate... Right, and you're where I'm live at the moment. And any YouTube videos or breaking news that I cover from here will be on the Surviving End Times channel. Make sure you're subscribed over there, following. Yeah, we're going to get this thing started here with some information here connected to a big shooting that took place here tonight in Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. We have many different officers here that have been shot. I think it was like 7 at least that were shot. I've been refreshing this, trying to get updates to see if I can get a name from the suspect in this, which they still have not named. I watched the live clip. I listened to their updates earlier. And they say that what happened here is 3 officers on a U.S. Marshals task force were serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm. And those 3 officers were killed. 5 other officers were wounded. So that's 8 in total. They swarmed this place and ultimately killed the suspect or the person they were trying to serve the warrant on. That person from inside the home started opening fire on the officers, killed the first couple, and taking them by surprise. And then in the exchange back and forth with the other ones, he wounded many more until they eventually took him out. Now, they go on to say that 2 other suspects were apprehended out of the house after all this went down, after the main suspect was killed. They say that a 17-year-old was brought out of the house, I believe male, and there was a woman, an older woman, that was in the house as well. So it may just be one of them situations where everybody's just sitting at home and... You know, this, the one guy that's in there got a bad rap sheet and he's wanted. They think he's there. They show up and the day turns to chaos. Now, anytime you got these shooting situations, actually got a little bit of footage here. Share with you guys here from the scene earlier.
Nigga, they
busting, nigga. Oh, my God. 4 officers shot. Suspect barricaded himself in the house. SWAT's up there around the corner. Can't see SWAT because we're not allowed to.
Thank you.
I mean, you could see they had this place
surrounded
big time.
Yeah.
In Charlotte. I mean,
crazy.
These types of warrants and stuff, they get served all the time. But that right there just turned into a really chaotic scene today. And it's not every day that you see that many officers shot and killed.
No.
In the line of duty. I mean, even the police chief that was talking there out of North Carolina, out of Charlotte, he was saying that in his 32 years of being the chief there, he's never seen anything like this. He's never seen an incident where so many cops were shot, especially in one situation, and with so many fatalities. So I guess this comes with the turf out there when you're in this line of work. And the stuff just gets crazier and crazier out there every day. Luckily, there wasn't any anyone, any kids or anything caught up in this crossfire. This is the woman and a 17-year-old male found in the house after the three-hour standoff. That also included what we did not see in the video clip, an armored vehicle crashing into the house. They tore off the doorways and windows in this whole thing. So people that witnessed this, pretty shocked, shell-shocked. A big-time shootout took place out of nowhere right there in our neighborhood. I guess the folks here in Charlotte, North Carolina, in this suburb, not used to seeing this type of stuff, and people kind of shook. So, anyhow, suspect, like I said, deceased in this incident, and many officers don't have a name from that suspect still. Been waiting to see that. I'll update once I get that. If you guys got any information you want to get to me, dabu7@yahoo.com, or tag me there in the chat, I do my best to try to catch that. Wish love, Tiger. Hope everyone's doing well out there tonight. But yeah, I wanted to start off there with that shooting. Get that covered there. Use the screen down there. All right. Now, there wasn't much going on with space weather, so I didn't load that up. Just going to start off here with some financials. I thought that this one was kind of a jaw-dropper. I don't know how many of you out there are still eating out fast food, or some people got to do what they got to do, whatever. And it depends on where you're at. But in California, where everything is through the roof as it is, same with New York, a Chipotle double steak bowl there is almost $40, $39. And that to me is just crazy. That's for one person, one meal. Can you imagine trying to, you know, go to Chipotle in California and order for the family? Easily spending over $100, if not over $200, one meal. It's crazy. And this is why people are complaining, saying, hey, nothing is equating out here. They had the whole thing with minimum wage going into effect out there as well. Michael B from NJ, peace and blessings, coming through with 20 coffees. Man, thank you and God bless. That's appreciated to the fullest. That is the best way to support the show. Buy me a coffee. Appreciate it to the fullest, brother. But I'm suspecting if you're in California, you already know this.
that things are through the roof. So in September, California moved to require large fast food chains to bump up their minimum hourly pay to $20 an hour. That was in April, fast food restaurants in California increased their prices by 10% overall. So as they're paying people more, this is why people say there's going to be some repercussions if they put this whole thing into law, a $20 an hour minimum wage. That's decent money in other states. But, you know, what is decent money when the cost of living isn't catching up with anything or you know, it's outpacing everything? Because right here, when they made this move, the cost of food increased by 10% overall. So the food just keeps getting more expensive. And this is places like Chick-fil-A, Domino's, McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Jack in the Box, all making increases since September. So prices going up across the board. No doubt, if you're eating out, it's hitting the pocketbook. One way to mitigate that right now is to start your own garden. It's that time of the year. Got all my neighbors, everybody around me, doing just that, out there, messing with the gardens. And in the next few months, we'll start to see them all blooming and blossoming out. And around here, that's a way of life. A lot of people depend on, or just used to having to do that. But I can't help but think, if someone's out there spending $200, $300, $400, $500 on groceries, and you've got room in the yard to grow, it would definitely cut back on the bill. Scorer 22, thank you for the coffees. Appreciate it to the fullest. God bless. But yeah, you have to change up things too, you know, sometimes. I'm constantly trying to do that. You know, fasting isn't always just fasting from food and like just not eating. It's refraining from doing any of these negative things, or fasting from your bad habit. I see you smoke and you drink, like, I mean, it's every night or something. Like, you fast from that. Like, you cut yourself off in a way from these things. I don't know. I just think that all of us could probably find a better way, find something to better in our lives, whether it's what you're drinking, what you're eating. It gets tricky these days because you may think you're eating healthy, but as I showed on the last show, you walk into these grocery stores. I think I showed Aldi's, but really you could be any one of them out there. And just flip over any product and you're going to find that it says contains a bioengineered ingredient. You have got to pay attention. And it's just disgusting. It's catching people by surprise left and right, and they're hiding it as well. But yeah, really can't trust nothing out there these days, man. So I mean, can't go wrong growing your own food, man. Salutes to all of them out there, all of you that have been getting it in. The warm weather is definitely here. That is for sure. And with that said, I want to mention that we just had a massive tornado outbreak that went through the middle of the United States. Shout outs to Beard Vet, all his friends, family, neighbors, the people around him. I tweeted out a bit from him standing out in the midst of the destruction here. I'm going to play another clip here so you guys can see what happened. And some of these are just jaw-dropping.
Oh, that's horrible.
Crazy clips here. Like this one, this tornado. One of the tornadoes that came down here was like a mile wide, the debris filled.
That's huge.
Here's a shot.
at this thing coming up on the highway.
Some could be even wider.
It's okay, it's just getting funneled in.
Yeah. Very rare you get one a mile wide or larger.
I think we can make it ahead of it. Just but kidding. That's a joke. Don't. Only joking. Oh wow.
That is just an absolute monster.
Is this insulation? Just check out that house. Whoa.
You can see the debris everywhere. Now, I follow Reed Timmer and a bunch of other storm chasers. And when they get out there on these storms, I've seen a lot of tornadoes. Man, they're never this massive at the base. I mean, this thing was just a monster. When you have a hard time defining, when you're this close to it, like, you know, what you're looking at, small hurricane, so to speak. And the thing with hurricane is, you don't never see it in this perspective. You know, the swirling motion of it so much. You just see the strong winds, everything getting knocked down. You don't see the circular part of it. You don't realize sometimes, because I went down, chased one in Florida, and it was kind of crazy. When the eye of the storm went by, everything cleared up. It was beautiful, calm, and quiet. And it was very eerie. We were right in the eye of it, and the backside still had to come. But yeah, the destruction up here, crazy. Here's another one. Look at this. Sulphur, Oklahoma. Look at this. Look at this destruction.
Oh, it's horrible. Total homes are just decimated. It looks like a war zone. Wow. Lord have mercy.
Prayers going out to everyone that needs it out there.
Who lost their homes.
They're going to be in recovery mode for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Say years to recover.
And to think this season is just getting going.
Yeah. This looks like
at this rate anymore, we could see tornadoes at any time. I classify them as a weapon. And I believe it's being used as such in many different areas. I believe a lot of the weather is being used as a weapon. The rain bombs, tornadoes, they can steer hurricanes. They can do it all. So, yeah, that's, again, prayers going out to everyone out there caught up in that. It's kind of funny feeling. We're going to be seeing more of it in the weeks to come. You can make sure to follow me on Twitter if you guys are not. Updates, you know, breaking news and everything popping off there. Jump into some financial stuff here real quick. I wanted to point this out. Maybe you're not into crypto. Maybe you are. Maybe not. Maybe you know what a stablecoin is. Maybe you don't. Well, a stablecoin is a coin that doesn't move from a dollar, pretty much. Just put it that way. It's pretty much always pegged to a dollar, even though it does come off a dollar sometimes by a cent or so. These coins are pushing so much ridiculous money. I just wanted to point out, just the stablecoin volume alone on Ethereum, just one coin's network, is tracking a record of $15
trillion. Wow.
Trillion. You know, here soon, we're going to be talking about a quadrillion like it's nothing. Because that's what's next. Trillion, quadrillion, quintillion, sextillion. I'm not getting you. That's how it goes. Go ahead and look it up. It's crazy. The names they give these things. Now, yes, the sextillion is a real thing.
It's crazy they would name it that.
Like I said, look it up. You'll be like, what in the
world?
Yeah. So that's where we're going with all this. That's you hear the term, like, these dudes are so rich, they got FU money. Like, this is more than FU money. This is, like, just insane. This is, like I said, this is just stable coins, man, on the Ethereum network. That's it. Like, it's holding that much money in its reserves. So just think about crypto right now. Bitcoin, all that. How much money is tied up into all these digital nothings? Insane amount of money. But, hey, if you're someone that can trade and can trade well, there's money to be made in it. I will say that. If you can play the game right, there's always somebody out there that's good at it. You can make some money. But as I always say, the caveat with crypto is everything is taxed, even if you sell it to somebody. That's why I don't accept no crypto or anything like that. I mean, people be setting themselves up every single time they send crypto to someone or anything, to buy anything. Even if you've got it and you spend it buying things, every single time you do something with it, move it or anything, it's taxable. And to me, it's a trap. So don't even mess with it. Long holds and all that stuff, that may be about the only thing. I don't know. Crypto is a huge nothing. I'd rather have a physical asset. So what's the only safe asset out there? Let's go around the world real quick. How about let's go to the most populated places on the planet? China, India. They're working with their own currencies, but what are the people there buying? Well, the average Chinese consumer is buying gold just as frantically as their government is. As if they all know something. The Chinese consumer overtakes India in gold buying frenzy. So everyday people are buying it out the wazoo. Last time I think they said that the words they used was China had gold by the neck. And so do all the central banks. It's not just China here on this world stage. All the central banks have been doing this. They're not going to stop. But it's not even central banks, governments at this point. It's the everyday consumer out of these countries, the most populated places on the planet, the people are buying up gold in mass. What it's worth, hey. Now, I was telling you a long time ago that, you know, what I would do in terms of, gold and silver, instead of piling in at the top, which is where I feel we're at right now. We're like at the top. But, you know, I don't know if this thing's going to pull back or not in terms of gold here. We could have more room to run. Oh, excuse me there, I sneezed. Oh, crypto, the thing with Bitcoin is it could dump out at any minute. Like right now, it could just dump out and like you wake up tomorrow morning and just completely bottomed out. I've seen it happen many times and it's going to happen again. It's inevitable. But just wanted to point that out. We've been talking about gold, silver, precious metals for some time now. And, yeah, we're well past the 1800-1900 mark. Back when we were talking about it before, we're, I think it's 2324 range. And all it really takes is one big move. I've noticed with the whole Israel-Iran thing that, you know, big moves happen there on the war front here on the world stage. And gold runs. And normally, the dollar, gold, and Bitcoin, they don't run together. They, a lot of times, the dollar will run opposite of those two. For whatever reason, right now, they're all running strong together. Stop. We'll see which one takes a dive first here. Even though the whole dang thing is rigged. And it is. So, they're talking about the global gold market and precious metals facing uncertainty because a Russian ban is going to take effect. Where this is going to throw the whole thing into a conundrum. And basically, it's going to be two big markets that price it out there. The LME and the CME. And they're saying that the CME, if this happens, is going to end up running a premium price. And the LME is going to be running discounted prices. All in all, if here in the United States, they're telling us that the price is $2,300 like it is now. But the rest of the world is viewing it as being, say, more expensive. Or getting it cheaper. It's just, I don't like the fact that they run this thing off of two different things like this, because say we're running one system and we think that we're getting good deals, but the system collapses down or is collapsing, saying that people don't know it. The rest of the world is using a different system. It seems like that's where this is headed. They even warn about it in this article. And China's doing more than buying just gold. It's silver. It's copper. It's aluminum. It's all these metals, man. And war's coming with China. I think that's really when our whole life is going to get rocked. A lot of people, you hear about it, but people don't care these days, it seems. Everybody knows something huge is coming. But somebody's got to take the blame, like in the history books, for bringing down America. And I'm telling you, the politicians and all of them are not trying to paint the picture that was their fault. So they're going to create something, as they always have and do, and as they will. China's obviously the big enemy at this point. On many different fronts. I mean, you could argue, yeah, war with Russia, but I tell you one thing. You look at our southern border, you see all the migrants coming in. Dude, the Chinese through the roof. You don't see the Russians coming in like that. Nope. Chinese coming in through the roof. And right now, it looks like Southern California is the epicenter of this whole thing. San Diego, to be specific, this is where the largest numbers are coming through. And large numbers of Chinese as well. It just doesn't end. And we come to find out that in this area in Southern California, there's a couple different rivers that run through this region that run you deeper into the country or into the state, and even on in toward New Mexico. And they're basically ferrying the Chinese troops in on boats to private places and housing them. They're like, or like disappearing. I just don't see how this is happening, man. Like, there's a gap in what we're getting. Like, you see these dudes showing up, they're all lined up, and then what? People just stop following them? Like, we gotta follow these people to their places. I feel we have to know. We need to be like pin it on a map. We need to like let everybody know that right here in this town, in this building, there's like 2,000 Chinese migrants, illegals. And let it be known and air it out. Post it on social media. Do all this, do everything that we can do. Instead of nothing, because I don't see none of that happening. They're in here and we know it. They've admitted it. Well over 1 million Chinese alone. I'm telling you, they're not here to play patty cake. These dudes are trained to cause chaos by the CCP. No doubt about it. It's just crazy. The border thing won't stop at this point. We're being invaded. All the way up to the next presidency. Say you even get Trump in there. Things may slow down when he gets in there. But we'll see. We'll see if he even gets in, what he does to appease the people. When he got in last time, he did away with Obamacare. And that was a huge thing. The mandate. It was a huge thing. People were like breathing down his throat about. And then the wall. And then, you know, Hillary for president, which was never even serious. It was just a slogan for the lemmings. Dudes ain't going after her. They attempt to do anything. Nothing. So let's go to New York real quick in terms of all this migrant stuff. Because it's bad up there. You can't even like go to a Home Depot parking lot without getting messed with by migrants. You're walking out, maybe you, your wife, kid, all of a sudden migrants trying to holler and running up and who knows, putting hands on family members, who knows what. It's getting crazy. So armed security, also units with dogs being put in Home Depot parking lots.
It's getting crazy, man.
New York, man.
It shouldn't be like that.
I ain't never seen it that bad. Anyway, armed guards, patrol dogs at the Home Depot, New York, man. So, if you want to stay away from some places that where the migrants are just terrible, they can't control nothing that's going on there, obviously this is one of them. I had a bad experience last time I was in New York. racism experience. You know, you hear all the stuff out there all the time about racist this, racist that, and they always want to blame everything on far right wing stuff and put it in the same basket as white supremacists, right? All the time. Yeah. They're like super scared of something over there. So they always want to blame it on that. If they're throwing everything out the window. I mean, our rights, they don't care about nothing. They label us an extremist, far right winger. And even if you're in court, they're just trying to say that your constitutional right doesn't exist. Like in New York, judge claims the Second Amendment does not exist in her courtroom. This is crazy. Again, New York, they're just making up the rules as they go. They're supposed to stick to certain things and not break them. But I can't see how somebody doesn't have a big case here, but you know, this is what is happening. And when judges just start picking and choosing what constitutional rights are valid, not, I mean, come on. Like, in different cases and like in their courtroom and like breaking the rules blatantly, something's gotta give there. panther in the house. Judge should be tarred and feathered.
Should be.
Yeah, amongst other things.
I agree.
Title lesson for sure. I mean, corruption unchecked just breeds more corruption.
That's right.
That's all I see out there. We live in an evil world, we all know it. And there is no good guys at the top to, like, check these bad guys. They're everywhere at the top. They run everything. And it's just a brown-nosing, cutthroat hierarchy. And blackmail, you know, all the nasty. Yeah, man.
All the usual little contributors that go along with blackmail.
Just keep it PG. Much love to everybody out there. Hope you guys are enjoying the evening here on this Monday. Keep pushing here. Wanted to mention, because I get sick of seeing this, I get sick of seeing male athletes taking gold and standing on the podium, towering over all the females around, and it's just sick. It's just disgusting. I can't stand to see it because, I mean, you're stripping the moment away from all these hardworking girls and females that, like, I mean, come on, give me a break. Like, to me, it's so weak. It's so pathetic. I mean, how this was ever allowed in the first place. But of course, we entered the whole woke era, and all these crazy things were getting pushed, and like, until somebody steps up and stops it, which certain states and cities and places are, it's going to continue. But this is good. You got these athletes suing the NCAA over these dangerous transgender policies. And it is dangerous because of all types of different things. I mean, just in physical competition, the male could crush the female, period. And like, I don't know. I saw clips the other day where all these girls stepped up in a competition and they backed down, like in protest. Saying we're not, like, we're basically quitting and not competing because this isn't fair. There's a man standing here trying to act like one of us, and it's pathetic. It's about as pathetic as putting litter boxes in the schoolroom and acknowledging the kid when it comes up and says, meow, you know, I gotta go pee, you know, and then allowing, then get this. This is what gets crazy to talk about.
10 a.m.
Crazy stuff. Allowing them to go piss in the litter box in the room. You see, half the parents aren't even at school or care or a part of it or paying attention until it's too late to see what madness is happening inside the schoolroom. Yes, you heard me right about the litter boxes and all this crap, man. You've been living under a rock if you don't know what's going on here. And then, you know, girls afraid to even go to the bathroom because the same creep that they don't want to compete against in the sports is now using their bathroom. Get out of here, dude. Get out of here, man. Like, I'm going to stop right there because if I was to keep going, it would be nothing but malicious threats coming out. Because if it was me, you know, my kids, this, you know, yeah, no. Won't even allow, best of my ability, my kids to ever be around anything like that. It's in the hands of people, though. Allow your kid to go to some public school because it's a convenience to you, or take it in your own hands. Homeschooling is big. Had some talks with some people here as of late. One of my buddies had even brought up about that, you know, one of their main decisions on where they were going to move had to do with you know, the school system, and that's true. But counter or flip side to that a little bit was the homeschool. Like, you know, homeschool is homeschool. And it really doesn't matter if the school systems suck in an area, long as, you know, you're doing the right homeschool. So, you know, there's pros and cons to all kinds of different programs. Every person's different. Every situation's different. But I don't know. I just think this schools these days, again, man, walking in, seeing litter boxes in the side of the room and all this for students is just madness. And for me in the house, and thank you so much. For real, my brother. I appreciate that. Shouts to Tacos as well on the relay. No, I'm not sure I've seen that. Jay Winch bet that homeschooling bill. If some of my stuff gets sent to spam. If I missed it, I have to check the spam. Yeah, if you've got a child out there suffering or something like this, I take a long, hard look at where you're at. Trust me, I know you move to a certain place, you only have a handful, if even a choice, of where you're going to go to school. It's like you move to a certain area, you got to go to school, you know, right? All been there, done that, but I don't know, these days, if you're in a state that doesn't allow you or has a problem with you homeschooling, I'd get out. Find a way out. You're trying to get a way out. Anyhow, pushing. I was telling you before that they want to label everything far right, but check this one out. If you want to have babies now, or if you want to see your country be prosperous and not do what we're doing now, which is going into reverse, we have a negative birth rate in this country right now. And if you don't change that, you will cease to exist. Now, if you say anything like that, and you're like, oh no, I want us to be prosperous, I want us to keep on living, you're considered far right. So they're busy every day trying to put labels on us. Now, if you think like this, if you think, oh, you know, like most women out there want to have a baby, like, oh, wonderful, you're having a baby. But just thinking that way puts you in the far right basket. It's so ridiculous. Just want to throw you in the far right. And if you're like, well, I'm not in there. Even if you say you want to stay in center, they're like, well, you're just a centrist. And they got all these names and labels they want to stick to everything and apply to everything. And people just got to start rejecting this stuff. But